what has made you feel like you're too far gone? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Too far gone. That's a phrase we typically use to describe something or someone that's beyond repair, beyond really even any hope. Have you ever felt that way about yourself, though, and the wrong things that you've done that separate you from God? That's what our devotion is about here today. It's titled, He Gone, and was written by Heather Risher. We're all humans, and we all sin. So until we see Jesus face to face, there are going to be times when we mess up. I mean, God's word makes that pretty clear in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and 2 Corinthians 3:18. When we stumble, slip, and fall, sometimes it seems impossible to find our way back. We let our failures keep us from going back to our forgiving, loving God, giving them far too much influence in our lives. Have you ever thought any of the following? God could never love me after everything I've done. He'll never take me back now. He's probably looking down on me now, thinking, well, hang on. What's wrong with me? Why can't I just get it right? Well, my friend, let me tell you some truth. You are never too far gone. There is nothing you can do to separate yourself from God's love in Christ. We have sinned and will continue to do so. There's no avoiding it. But the good news is that Jesus Christ, who is God, came to live here as a human and die for our sins. When he died on the cross, he took all our sin with him. He paid the price for our sins so we don't have to. Jesus loves us so much that he died for us and will never leave us. Because of what he did, we find our new identity in him, not in our sinfulness. He will go to the ends of the earth to find us and love us with all of his being. Jesus tore the veil, our sin that separated us from God. We see that illustrated in Isaiah 59, verse 2. He rose from the grave and gave us a way to live with him eternally. Think about it. We can look at our sin and that empty tomb and gladly say, he's gone. So let's talk about this. What has made you feel like you're too far gone? When have you felt this way? Is there anything connecting these times? What can you do to remember how loved you are in Christ? As we read in Romans 8:39, a verse that I referenced in this reading, again, written by Heather, neither height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I'd encourage you to read Exodus chapter 26, verses 31 through 33, Matthew chapter 27, verses 35 through 37, and verses 50 through 52, as well as 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, how would you like to write for Unlocked, just like Heather did with this devotional here? Check out our writer's guidelines at unlocked.org, and you could be one of the next writers for Unlocked. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.